With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Students returned to UGA Monday after classes were canceled due to a high-profile murder. A 22-year-old nursing student killed by an illegal alien from Venezuela. And the governor of Georgia is demanding answers from the Biden administration. SRN's Laura Winters reports from Atlanta.
Students returning to campus today at the University of Georgia in Athens after an illegal alien from Venezuela is accused of assaulting and killing a nursing student. Lakin Riley was out for a morning jog, her funeral planned for Friday. Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp sending a letter to President Biden, blasting him on his open border policies and demanding answers about the illegal alien who entered our country in Eagle Pass, Texas, back in 2022. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Authorities are responding to the home of Donald Trump Jr. after he received a threatening letter with an unidentified white powder inside. Initial tests were inconclusive. Also at SRNnews.com, another round of U.S. strikes against Houthi targets in the Middle East.
U.S. Central Command's released video of the fighter jets taking off from a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Red Sea, the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower. Military insiders say that targets like missiles, launchers, rockets, drones, and air defense systems were struck in several areas in Yemen. This is the fourth time the U.S. and British militaries have conducted a combined operation against the Houthis since last month, in response to a surge in attacks by Iranian-backed rebels on shipping traffic in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, including last week's missile strike that set a cargo ship on fire. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. The numbers are in on Franklin Graham's latest gospel festival.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says more than 43,000 people packed a sports venue in Mexico City this month, and over 4,000 of them accepted Christ during the event. Graham told the crowd, quote, "Religion cannot save you. Going to church cannot save you. Only God can save you. That will only happen if you come to faith in Him through Jesus Christ." The popular evangelist is currently conducting a gospel tour of the American Southwest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France has honored a Christian who survived one genocide to fight another. French President Emmanuel Macron has inducted World War II resistance fighter Misak Manouchian into the country's Pantheon National Roll of Honor. He was a Christian who took refuge in France after surviving the massacre of Armenian Christians by the Ottoman Turks. This is SRN News. The head of the Republican National Committee is stepping down.
Under pressure from national leadership, Ronna McDaniel, chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, says she will leave her post on March 8th. McDaniel has become a target of Donald Trump as the GOP presidential frontrunner moves towards an expected nomination and asserts control over the party. Trump says his preference for chair would be for North Carolina GOP chair Michael Whatley, a veteran operative focused in recent years on the prospect of voter fraud, and his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, as committee co-chair. The RNC has a 168-member governing body that's expected to approve Trump's choices. McDaniel announced her decision in a statement Monday morning, saying she will allow the nominee to select a chair of their choosing. Jennifer King, Washington.
2024 presidential race heads to Michigan today. President Trump easily defeated Nikki Haley in her home state of South Carolina on Saturday. She says she will stay in the race. More details at srnnews.com.